Artist Richard Hunt has said, in some works, it is my intention to develop the kind of forms nature might create if only heat and steel were available to her. We welcome Richard Hunt in the studio, and he is one of the most prolific sculptors in the country. You're listening to the Patty Vasquez Show with Andrea Darlis. And thank you so much. I was just talking to our friend John Harris, who said that he arrived to pick you up and bring you to the station, and you were hammering away at a project that you intend to finish tomorrow.
That's true. About 8 o'clock, a truck will arrive taking a sculpture to its intended site in South Bend, Indiana. And from there, after delivering that sculpture, I'll go on to Benton Harbor, St. Joe for the dedication of another sculpture that I installed just a little while ago at the Krazzle Arts Center, which is undergoing a great renovation and renewal. Mm-hmm. As a matter of fact, they even call it Sculpting Community, which I like.
It's beautiful. That Krazzle Art Fair every year is wonderful. We used to go to that every single year, so that's a very big artist community.
That's true.
So
that's
very true. Very cool that it's going there.
Yeah, and I have my satellite studio in Benton Harbor, the sister city to St. Joe,
yeah.
Which is one of the reasons I've been involved in the Krazzle over, matter of fact, 20 years I've been out there that long.
Yeah. What drew you to Benton Harbor and St. Joe's?
Over the years, I would spend time in, Southwest Michigan, Berrien County, whatnot.
Mm-hmm.
Either friends who had places there and one thing or another. As a matter of fact, a very good friend had a kind of artist colony, and we used to spend a lot of time in the summer working on prints along with having a good time. But then one of the things that a group in Berrien County called the Cornerstone Alliance, largely supported by Whirlpool, wanted to do at one point was to see if artists could help, in sort of revitalizing parts of the city where people had left because jobs had left, et cetera, et cetera. So anyway, I found there a very fine place to have a studio and to be involved with some of the activities of community rebuilding.
So. Oh, that's wonderful.
How'd you get interested in sculpting and the arts?
Oh, that goes back to when I was 5 years old. Now I'm 83. But so it's been a long involvement with the arts and sculpture. It wasn't until I was in high school that I decided I wanted to be a sculptor. But I liked making things and was always drawing and stuff like that as a kid. And both in the public schools, I grew up in Chicago, Woodlawn, Englewood.
Mm-hmm.
In the public schools, there was art. And in high school, I took what they call an art major. Then I also started to go to what was the junior school at the Art Institute, where kids from 7th grade on through high school could go on Saturdays and in the summers and get another kind of level of instruction in art, more personal and more engaging than some of the art classes in the public schools. But I had really very good art teachers in the public schools. But it's another thing is that you'd be in a class with a lot of other young people who had the same kind of interest that you did, couldn't play baseball or football, and so they would draw
right.
and
mm-hmm.
paint on Saturdays. Yeah.
That's very cool, yeah.
What was it like being a junior in college and selling your first piece of artwork to the Modern Museum?
Well, it was I call it a stroke of luck, good fortune. I mean, it happened like what you're referring to is the fact that I, while I was still in the college, after the junior school, I went on to the School of the Art Institute's college.
Mm-hmm.
And so, like as you mentioned, in my third year, I had started to exhibit locally as a number of of my friends had who were students. An interesting thing, this goes back to the early 50s, and there were, when I say students, there were students like myself who'd gone to high school and graduated and gone on to school. There were a lot of GIs who returned and were going on the GI Bill. And there were a lot of refugees from other countries. Some were teachers and some were students, a lot from Eastern Europe, Germany, as well, mm-hmm. as particularly Jewish students, and teachers. And so anyway, I got involved in exhibiting my work, and there was a show called The American Show at the Art Institute that the curator, Mr. Frederick Sweet, was a curator of modern and American art at the time. Anyway, there was this show called The American Show, and one of the jurors for the show was a woman named Dorothy Miller, who was at that time the chief curator at the Museum of Modern Art. And she just liked the piece that I had, which was a piece derived from a mythological tale, the story of Arachne being turned into a spider. So there, it was a sort of spider woman sculpture. And it was a good start in professional art
sure.
world.
That's incredible.
The Smithsonian has called you, your status as the foremost African-American abstract sculptor and artist of public sculpture, unchallenged.
How the Smithsonian has said that? I hadn't heard that before.
Yeah, how about that?
But anyway, I'm not going to disagree, but and of course I'm flattered by it.
Yeah. That's quite an accolade, though.
Yeah,
And the celebration in Chicago for over 60 years of artwork on display throughout all over the city. It's remarkable. I mean, was there ever a moment where you imagined that people would be walking down the street, that people would stop and look at what you did? I mean, I don't know if that's something that you even imagine, you know.
The idea of what you might call professionalism in the arts and all is something that's sort of, you know, grows up around you because of the work that you do incrementally. That is to say, you know, okay, so I'm like, starting out as an art student, so I get some things together and show in an art fair. As a matter mm-hmm. of fact, the first art fair I showed in was the Hyde Park Art Fair. Okay, so you know you have some works out on a table, little sculptures, and people start buying them. Well, that's something. Okay, so then later on you are in the Artists of Chicago and Vicinity Show, and you know, more things happen. Then somebody asks you if, you know, years later, somebody asks you if you'll do a sculpture to go in a park. You know, and so, you know, over time, you know, they're developed these aspects of your career and the type of work. Dividing my time between what I call, you know, work done in the studio, self-expression, and then work that's commissioned, which usually has some aspect of either developing a place or commemorating something. Those things often, too, are involved with groups of people who want a certain thing done, and the interaction with architects, landscape architects, engineers. And so it's just a broadening of the kind of base that your work develops from.
That's wonderful. We have to take a break here. I'd love to catch up with you a little bit more after the news.
That's fine.
I know that you got to get back to work, but we won't keep you too long, I promise. You are listening to The Patty Vasquez Show with Andrea Darlis. We're going to go to a break and then the news in just a moment on 720 WGN.
The vision for the Sculpting Community Project is to take the mission of the Krasl Art Center outdoors and create a space where people can connect with the art and be inspired by the art on their own terms. We're also commissioning the major sculpture by Richard Hunt that is providing a gateway to Lake Bluff Park and to St. Joseph, and also to the Krasl Art Center's grounds.
I was approached by the Krasl Art Center, who offered me the possibility of contributing something to this renovation expansion of the Krasl Art Center.
Art engages people, and I think art is very, very important for our continued development as people, to both hold us up, but to challenge us to think about things and where they're going and how we relate with them.
On October 27th, the Krasl Art Center's new sculpting community and outdoor campus, seen as a gateway to community and downtown, will celebrate the artwork of Richard Hunt. And we welcome him to the studio right now. You're listening to The Patty Vasquez Show with Andrea Darlis. And what a wonderful event this will be on Saturday night as everyone raises a toast to your incredible career and, of course, the world of art as well.
Well, it is. I'm really excited about it. The sculpture was installed about a week ago, and the grounds, which have been newly landscaped, and one of the things about the sculpture is that it's there in and of itself, but it also is part of a place, a reimagined and recreated place that makes the entrance to the Art Center both more attractive and more a place to be, you know, and also it kind of welcomes you to what you might call a cultural district of St. Joe and its downtown and its lakefront.
That's lovely.
That's beautiful. Your fellow Southsider, you were telling us off the air where we can see some of your works throughout the city, and I asked you what some of your favorite ones were too.
I mean they're all my favorites, but some are more favorite than others. I mentioned for one thing in the Carter Woodson Library, regional Chicago Public Library, I was commissioned to do, this goes back to the middle 70s, a piece that I call Jacob's Ladder. It takes its title from the Negro spiritual, Jacob's Ladder, and it resonates in a lot of ways in the African-American community. But anyway, and it was an opportunity to have a sculpture that didn't come up from the ground, but that was suspended from the ceiling. As a matter of fact, it's two elements. There's one that is on the ground, but the idea in a lot of my work has to do with not only making a form, but having a special kind of relationship to the space it might be in. Mm-hmm. And in this case, this work was commissioned in a way that it was hanging, that it would hang from the ceiling. There was a skylight, and so working with the structural engineer for the building, we sized the beam so they would support the weight of the sculpture that hung down into this atrium. And that's a favorite piece. Not far from this radio station on Randolph and Garland Court, there's a sculpture that I call We Will, kind of a collective re-saying of the I Will, Chicago motto. But anyway, it's a standing piece in stainless steel that's there for people to interact with as they come to and from work or sightseeing in downtown. You know, my favorite pieces tend to be my most recent one. So my favorite piece now is the two-part sculpture that welcomes people to the Krasl Art Center grounds.
Yeah,
24,000 pounds?
Yeah, that's, sculpture, that's right.
22 feet high?
Well, you put a lot of stainless steel together and you want it, to be structurally sound and all, and sure. The weight just keeps going up.
And you are going to be up all night. What are you working on that is going to be picked up tomorrow?
Well, an interesting coincidence is that there's a family in St. Pardon me, not in St. Joe, but in South Bend, that commissioned me to do a sculpture for their residence, which will be situated in the driveway as you come into their property. And coincidentally, the family are not only collectors of my work, but through their business, the First Source Bank, they support the Krasl Arts Center. And so it'll be kind of a interesting sculpture weekend for me on Friday, installing a sculpture in South Bend, and then Saturday going over to...
Wow.
Celebrate my sculpture in St. Joe, 30 some miles away.
Wow. Not too bad.
The Krasl Arts Center is so beautiful.
Well, it is. So and beautiful. It's even more beautiful now. I urge you to
yeah,
come
absolutely.
Over.
Now.
I'm inviting you. Come Saturday.
We'll come
and,
see you.
Raise a glass
for sure,
with me.
Yeah.
At this dedication, you can raise a glass for the official dedication of a sculpting community, which is going to begin at 5:30 with a congratulatory toast. And you'll be able to enjoy an incredible celebration with food trucks from Nosh Village and Camsey's Pizza, craft beer from The Livery, local wines from Lake Michigan Vintners. And we encourage everyone to find out more at krasl.org. That's krasl.org. And if you're wondering about Richard Hunt's life, his career, and his incredible artwork, we encourage you to also visit his website, richardhuntstudio.com. And don't you think when people see a sculpture, when you know whether it's in a park or you know on Michigan Avenue or somewhere, maybe take a moment and take that in. Because I think so often we're just walking by in life.
Yeah, and looking down at your phones.
Well, mm-hmm. Yes, but you know, one of the things is, you know, like the sculpture on Randolph and Garland Court. You might not see it one day, but if you go to work every day, one of these days you'll even bump into it.
Well, if you're on your phone like Andrea said, yes, you probably will bump into it. Well, what is there anything you want people to know about the life of an artist? I mean, because I don't think many people really take a moment to ask somebody who's had a career like yours to just, you know, the thing that might surprise people the most.
Well, I feel, I guess one would say, well, I would say, lucky, blessed. I mean, I talked earlier about, you know, just being drawn to, and you don't think of it in the beginning, you know, if you're a young person, you don't say, I am an artist. You like to draw or you like to make things. And then if you do it, with a certain degree of skill, passion, and all, and other people take notice of it, you end up finding yourself an artist. So it's not something that's sort of linear. Mm-hmm. I mean, the things that happen that sort of confirm your interest in art, and that it's something that you can make a living doing, enjoy it, and as a matter of fact, something you don't want to retire from either. You know, I mean,
and we're all glad you
haven't. Given my advanced age, people say, "Oh, are you still sculpting?" Yes, I'm still sculpting.
Okay, so that. But here's the thing: people always say that to artists. They always say, "Are you still doing that thing?" And no one ever says, "Are you still doing that doctor thing? Are you
right,
still
right,
doing that
right,
lawyer
yeah,
thing?" But yeah, for artists, they're still asking you that.
Yeah, yeah.
You know,
yeah.
Well, we are blessed to have you and your artwork to grace so many places all over this country. Thank you so much for joining us, sir.
Well, thanks for having me.
And congratulations on the installation. That's wonderful this weekend.
Appreciate it.
Everyone visit krasl.org. That's krasl.org. And again, the website for Richard Hunt is richardhuntstudio.com. We need to get a photo with you before you go and finish your work. There's a pickup time tomorrow, isn't
that'll
there?
Be great.
Get
yeah.
some rest too. I hope you do.
Well, I call this rest. I'm sitting in this soft seat talking to a lovely lady. And
well, thank you so much for joining us. You have a lovely evening and get back to work then.
All right. Thanks for having me.
More after
thanks
this.
For the break.
Oh, well, thank you. No, you're just incredible. And when we come back, it's time for Patty's Peace Talks. More in a moment on The Patty Vasquez Show with Andre Darlis on 720 WGN.